Good morning, Jerry. What is your name, sir?
Willis.
Willis Menes. Okay. Okay, the young witness, Mr. David Leo, will conduct your hearing, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Your point for the young board of directors, 22-1, reference to reduce supervision location. I'm going to introduce a board member to conduct the hearing at this time. We have three present, only the Honorable Dr. C. T. Wright, who's in the middle, and we have the Honorable Bill Whitmouse, and my name is David Leo, and I'll be conducting your hearing. Also in the room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Rusty from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form? Okay. On that form, you notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license of attorney to any extent. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself.
Alrighty, then. At this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Rusty in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or we will so affirm.
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir. So it looks like you had a private house hearing, and you received the private house hearing in front of the hearing officer on March 19, 2019, via the telephone. The private house officer found that there was private cause to believe that you were in violation of the condition of supervision number two. And based on that private cause hearing, I am going to make a motion. And that will be, once you do the motion, we're moving to phase two. You have an opportunity to discuss this a little bit further. But for this time, I'll make a motion that based on private cause hearing that you had, I'm going to find that you're delinquent. As you violated terms of additional supervision, or that you may have lapsed or not lapsed in a criminal area or company.
Second.
Motion by myself. Second by Ms. Rittenhouse and agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to be moving into phase two now. Before we actually start that, Mr. Rusty is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone there and I'll get right back to you, okay? Mr. Rusty.
On January 2, 2019, Mr. Jimenez was released from the Department of Corrections. He was arrested February 10, 2019 by Phoenix PD. There were no charges. He was back in DOC custody on February 10, 2019, with an adjusted community supervision ending of July 4, 2019, 42 escondes. Current conviction, 2018, forgery, 1.5 years. His prior convictions, 2016, aggravated DUI, 4 months, and 2018, aggravated DUI, 1.5 years. This is his second term at DOC, CBYR score 3-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of Brown Pride. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrest, 2014, burglary tools possession, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2014, burglary, second degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2016, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2017, forgery, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5, B5.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Jimenez, I'm going to go over a summary of your case you did this time. That looks like when you were released, you were approved to reside at the Phoenix Oasis on Polk Street in Phoenix. However, you did not establish residency there. Your last known address proof of the Ames was 801 South 17th Avenue in Phoenix. So, when you didn't go to the Oasis, where'd you go, sir?
I was going to be in Memorial, and Actually, I didn't know this was Wednesday. They told me that we were going to be there, so I was nervous and alarmed. And I think some of you heard about the line service, so we were against. I think it was Wednesday, I believe. But, I mean, I sent the contact to the owner, but what was going on with it? So, I don't know, it's messed up.
Okay, now you're gone for a month. Mr. Westby, who did you say picked him up? Who did you say picked him up?
It's David, it's PD.
Which PD?
Phoenix.
Okay. Sorry, my hearing is bad today. Okay, so even after 30 days, and it took him a couple of weeks to see if they could find you, let you come back, give you an opportunity, that issue would work. So what were you doing when the Phoenix PD contacted you and then arrested you?
I was asleep. I was in my phone again.
Okay.
I was in the shoes.
So they saw you stop you and check your ID and then found out you had a warrant and arrested you?
Yes.
Okay. So, looking at your history, it looks like you have a problem with alcohol. Were you drinking while you're out?
Yes, we were drunk.
Okay. Were you drunk when the Phoenix PD stopped you, talked to you?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. So, did you were only out a month. Did you have any work? Okay. So you were assigned a task for random urine analysis that you abscounded before you did any UAs. So, okay. So you didn't.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. It looks like in January, Mr. Jimenez, you were staffed with CCO Bullock and Gomez, and it says, due to your continuous drug use since released from custody, what drug were you using? Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Neal.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Any other questions? Okay, no other questions. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. We're going to be going to discuss and make a determination shortly, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you'd like to tell us before we make a statement, or before we make a decision. So is there anything else you'd like to tell us at this time, sir?
Well,
okay, well, thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion and making a determination. Stay there on the phone. You can listen to the whole conversation. Just remain silent. And once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir?
All right.
All right. Board is now in session. Well, Mr. Mills, what's your name of the state? And with the alcohol moves and so drug relapse, and that probably is when he decided he would take a different path than the group or back into his PO. I think with the overall situation, it would be best if he remained incarcerated until he was going to release date in July, and hopefully he can put in some AA engineering program in the meantime. And I know this is special for my fellow board members here for his. No discussion? Okay. So they filed information number 2019-W0129. Mr. Jimenez's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections. I am the new director of community supervision, Mr. Jimenez, as the witness. term conditional supervision, had lapsed and about lapsed, and put away for companies, specifically you and some board use.
Second.
I agree.
Okay, so before I vote to revoke the committee supervision at this time, you will be released on July 4th, Independence Day, 2019, and at that time you don't have to deal with the parole officers. You can go out there, but hopefully you won't get back into drugs, because if you do, you'll be back in prison. So I'd suggest that between now and then you try to get some AA and MA programming in, see if you can make, straighten yourself up, make yourself a good plan so that you can go back out there and not end up in orange again. Okay, sir? All right, just to make you hear it, and would you just lay the phone down and tell, see if you can get back?